What effects do you think the Guild will have on local businesses?
The events that we're running for the Guild are dotted around venues around the city centre. So we're hoping that the million plus visitors that we're hoping to attract, of course, will then disperse around the city centre, spending in our local shops and businesses. So there's a huge sales opportunity for our businesses. But also the Guild itself is an opportunity. We have a trades procession where local businesses can sign up, participate, and that's an opportunity to sort of showcase their business and what they're all about. Even more so if you're a business that's got a long history in Preston. So, companies like Boots and Plums have a history of participating in a number now of the Guild's trade processions. So, the other opportunities as well are we're setting up a Guild business network to allow our local businesses to engage with us as the Guild organisers, but also with each other. So we're creating network opportunities.
Could you explain a little bit of history behind the Guild?
What the Guild is all about is it began in 1179 when King Henry II awarded the town of Preston the right to have a merchant guild. And the merchant guild was almost like an organisation of tradespeople and craftsmen who had permission to be traders in Preston. Without that permission, you weren't allowed to sell your wares. So it was a way of controlling quality and goods that were being sold, so a bit to organise how things were being sold. But also then, so that was its origins, but then businesses then had to come to re-register and sign onto the guild over time. And that event in itself became quite a social occasion and reason for celebration. So as sort of in the 16th century, sorry, when sort of free trade came in, the need to have a merchant guild as an organisation was made obsolete. But it's those sort of celebrations and social occasions that arose from the guild that remain today. So today we still have this calling back of those burgesses, we call them, people who have that right. And that right is passed down through the male hereditary line. But in 1992, that was extended to the female hereditary line for the first time. So actually, it was quite late in the day, really, that females were allowed to have that family right to be a burgess. So we still do that, and that's all part of the pomp and ceremony of the guild, although it's really sort of symbolic. And to be a Preston Guild burgess is considered to be quite a prestigious thing. So it's